See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us. One of my favorite names, one of the favorite things that I like to celebrate about Christmas is this very verse, Matthew taking from the prophet Isaiah, calling this Christ child Emmanuel. What I really like about it is what Emmanuel means. It means God with us. And it means exactly what our choir has been singing about this morning, about how God came near at Christmas. God with us. God has always been a God who's desired to draw near to us. He has always desired to draw near to his creation. When he created Adam and Eve, one of the main reasons that he created them in his image is that he wanted somebody to have fellowship with. And you remember in the Old Testament, it says that God would come in the cool of the evening to walk with Adam and Eve and to fellowship with them and talk with them and have conversations with them. And soon sin messed all that up. You see, that's another thing that we see as a pattern, as a cycle that runs through the Old Testament. God desires to be near to his creation. He desires to be near to us. And even today, he desires to be near to you and I. But Adam and Eve, everyone in the Old Testament that we read about, we ourselves have this propensity to wander away, to go in a different direction, to walk away from God. As God tries to draw near to us, we tend to turn our back on him and walk our own direction and go our own way. Isaiah said something about this in that great chapter, Isaiah 53, as he was talking about the mission of Jesus and how Jesus came and he was going to be pierced for our transgressions. He talked about this propensity that we have of wandering away, of going the opposite direction from God. He said, we all went astray like sheep. We all have turned to our own way. And the Lord has punished him for the iniquity of us all. That's true of all of us. It's true of all of us. We tend to walk away from God. God comes and says, come walk with me. God comes and says, I want to bless you. God comes and says, I want to be a part of your life. And we walk away. But that day, when Mary gave birth to Jesus, God's Son, and God became flesh to dwell among us, God was drawing near like he had never drawn near before. God was drawing near enough so that we would know who he is. God was drawing near enough so we could get a really good look at him and understand who God was and the benefits and the great blessing it would be to draw near to him and for him to draw near to us. Jesus came not only to be born in the manger, but that's where it started, but it didn't stop there. It went to the cross, and there he died for you and me so that we could experience salvation, so we'd be forgiven from sin. That one thing that would keep us away from God, that one thing that would always tend to pull us away, he came to die for that sin, to take that sin upon himself, to take that punishment that we deserved on himself so that we could experience salvation, so that we could truly draw near to him as he draws near to us. And that's what Christmas should shout into our ears and into our life and into our heart, is that God wants to draw near to each one of us. You may have never placed your faith and trust in Jesus. You may feel like you can live your life without him. But God's desire is to draw near to you. God's desire is to work in your life in such a way that he can bring forgiveness of sin to your life. And the only way that can happen is for us to come into his presence, realize what he's done at the cradle and at the cross and at the empty tomb, and place our faith and our trust in him. Not only trust in him, But to look inside and realize there are things in our lives that we need to repent of, that we need to say, God, I'm sorry for my sin. And God has promised that if we do that, he'll forgive us. And then surrender our life to Jesus Christ as Lord. That's really the spirit of Christmas. That's the message of Christmas. And as the choir sang this morning, God wants to draw near to you. And he offers that invitation to you, not only through the story of the cross, of the cradle, but also through the story of the cross, through the story of the life of Jesus. Jesus wants to bring you near to his Father so that you can experience exactly what Jesus experienced, and so that you can experience what sin has taken away from you, and so that you can experience the greatest blessing in all of the earth, and that is to walk with your Creator. I invite you to make that kind of decision this morning. Right where you are, you can bow your head and you can say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I want to trust my life to you, and I surrender you as Lord and Savior. Please, God, save me this morning. Would you pray that kind of prayer? And would you allow God to work in your life and in your heart right now? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the message of the gospel. Thank you for what your son Jesus has done for us. Thank you, Father, for the message of Christmas. The message of Christmas is really the same message that we see on the cross. It's the same message that we see on the pages of the New Testament. It's the same message that we see from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. You want to save us. So, Father, I pray if there's a person here who has never placed their faith and trust in you, that before they leave today, they might call upon you for that salvation. I pray, Father, that if there are believers here who have wandered away from you and they've walked away from you, that you might draw them back into the fellowship that you offer every believer who's willing to walk with you. So, Father, do this work in this place, in our lives. Speak to us, and we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to stand and sing. There's room at the cross for you. As we sing that song, if you'd like to make some kind of decision in a public way, I'd be happy to meet you here and pray with you. Or if you'd like to talk with me at the end of the service, I'd be happy to talk with you there. But there is room at the cross. For every person in this place, would you come?